Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Ville Hotu, the founder and CEO of Vincent, California. Previously, he was the head of business development at Vincent Group in Finland, helping the company reach 350 employees and go public. He has led Vincent's expansion into the U.S., where he has been named the Entrepreneur of the Year, and Vincent has been named one of the fastest companies, top 100 globally best workplace for innovators. And Ville, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And of course, we're certainly anxious to hear from you today and really appreciate your time. So if you would, give our listeners a quick introduction of Vincent and what you guys mean when you say you are not just another software company.
Good question. We are a custom software and design company, and we specialize on complex web systems, e-commerce, and mobile apps. And the company was founded in Finland, where I'm also from, on 2007, to be a workplace where even Mondays don't suck. And the word got around, and on 2016, we made the company public with 350 employees, and right after the IPO, like you said, I moved to California and started our U.S. operations. Here, Vincent USA has since grown pretty well, and we currently work with and typically work with very well-known brands such as Yamaha, Logitech, the New York Times, and just to name a few. But yeah, I think even though our clients are well-known and our apps have hundreds of thousands of users, we're probably still best known to be a workplace where it's nice to work, or where even Mondays don't suck. And why do we emphasize the other work culture is we want our employees to be happy, because happy employees make happy customers. And truly, we want our clients and employees to be happier tomorrow than they were the day before, and that defines our success.
Well, I got to tell you, that company culture, and you just hit on that, is so important and a great place to lead things off here today. Now, Vincent also has an impressive record of awards for your company's workplace culture. Talk about how you've been able to maintain such a positive workplace culture even during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I think anyone who says COVID hasn't impacted negatively on their morale or company culture is either lying or didn't have much of a culture to start with. We had to make quite a bit changes, because we have nice offices in the in here and also in Europe, and you know, these are places which are created to be places where you want to spend time, and the offices have been designed to create social encounters with your colleagues, and because we see a big benefit in that. And when it was taken away, we had to increase the number of virtual encounters through daily meetings, virtual events hosted, some of them hosted by a third party, and through gamification, where for example, Smooth Team is an excellent tool we've used. But overall, I think organizations need to even more than ever before, to empower employees to take care of themselves and to take care of their needs, dreams, and mental and physical health. Because one size doesn't fit all, and hence we cannot expect to make happy employees by managing them top down, if that makes sense. So the company needs to have clear goals and direction, obviously, and the employees need to know what is their contribution to that success of the company. I'm emphasizing this because I think when the employees have clear goals, they know what is enough and avoid working too much, which is typical in the in the remote setting. So what I see is people, you know, typically not working enough, but they're working too much, and that's why the goal setting has to be clear, and we have to give them freedom to take care of themselves, and hopefully be open about things where we can help, but we can't force them to do anything. I don't think that's going to work. So with that, I'm extremely proud on the team and their performance during the pandemic and how we shifted. Because all the projects we've delivered since then have been have continued to be extremely successful, and our clients have remained to be happy.
Well, that certainly is a great report, and I'm sure those tuning in find it to be most motivating and inspiring as well. So for those who may be unfamiliar, define what industrial and digital transformation is, and how is Vincent leading the charge here?
Yeah, that's a great question, especially because digital transformation is such a wide concept. But to me, it means moving products or services from offline to online. So for example, in an industrial environment, this means, for example, different factory devices communicating with each other and reporting data back to cloud from where it can be used for different purposes in the operations. And for retail and commercial, digital transformation means a little bit different thing, but we can see, and we've already seen the shopping and consumers moving from brick and mortar to more and more online.
And that certainly has been an overwhelming transformation, as mentioned, and really appreciate your sharing your input there today. We're joined by Villet Otto, the founder and CEO of Vincent California, where they are not just another software company. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, how has COVID-19 affected the state of digital transformation? What's your thought on that?
Yes. So I think you and me and all of us, we've experienced e-commerce increasing, and it's almost our everyday life, and it was before the pandemic. But what I see most today is many brands, especially the leading brands, creating more and more direct to consumer shopping experience. So meaning instead of third party shopping online marketplaces such as Amazon, for example, they want to sell their products direct to consumer. And that obviously, that involves a lot of companies like us, where we help to meet the increased traffic during the pandemic, a lot more visitors on your site. But also you have to create a compelling experience when the customers land there. The shopping has to be easier and more fun on your side than, for example, in Amazon, and that's not easy to do, but it's very much doable.
It certainly isn't a good point made in that regard. Now, can you talk also about why you believe agile and customer-centric models are the future?
Oh yes, yeah, this actually relates to your previous question really well, because we need to understand who are the people visiting our store and who are the buyers. What do they want to buy and how are they buying? So being agile means that when we understand our customers' behavior, we collect data, we react to the data, not project by project or quarter by quarter, but every day. And we adjust our digital marketing, and we adjust the products we are showing on the site, in which order we adjust our campaigns and so forth all the time. And it has to be continuous improvement. And that actually takes, us to the customer-centric experience. Think about, for example, if your shop can't exist anymore in the central location in downtown or a nice mall where it used to be, the same experience or better has to happen online. And that creates a challenge on when you compare, you have a customer who's sitting and comparing you to all of your competition. So you're your site and that your site performance and experience has to stand out. And by the way, maybe to add there, if you want to go and look at the a couple of good examples who've done this really well, and also clients of ours, UrbanArmorGear.com, and the other one is a bike shop called 630.com. Very intuitive sites and enabling good and fast prompt experience.
Really great to have had you on today, Ville, and really appreciate your touching on company culture, its importance, and you've certainly got the results there, as well as looking into the future in regards to agile and customer-centric models. Lastly, and in conclusion, based on what you see in the field, are there any tips you can give businesses to better prepare for the direct-to-consumer and offline-to-online world?
There's a lot of that going on right now, but you know, you'd be surprised how many companies there are still not even having an online presence. So that's the tip number one. I would, even if you operate in a more traditional environment where online doesn't exist, you may want to create your online presence today rather than tomorrow, because that helps you to get data. It helps you to understand your customers. And not only during pandemic, but also after. And that's the direction where we are moving. Maybe second point, if you have an online presence, if you've already done your offline to online or D2C, direct to consumer transformation, you do have to adjust based on the needs of the customers today, the increased data and increase the traffic on your site. And make sure you're meeting the expectations, and not only on the experience but also performance side. And yeah, I think third and the final tip would be focus on digital marketing. So with the more and more people and consumers online, you have even better opportunity to do marketing and steer your marketing dollars to a place where they actually make or add value. So those are my three things on top of my head.
Certainly some solid information to conclude things here today. Ville, really appreciate your visit with us. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more details on Vincent Online. Where's the best place to get further information?
Yes, our site is vincit.com. It's vincit.com. And you can find my contact information from the site and also on LinkedIn. And I'm sure the podcast is nice enough to put the contact details below.
And of course, we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to help as well. Again, Ville, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with Ville Hutto, the founder and CEO of Vincent California, where they humanize design and development. And for all the details, visit Vincent.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.